Save Ontario Shores has claimed in the past that a proposed wind turbine project in the town of Somerset would threaten local flight patterns at the Niagara Air Base. Now they're saying that lobbying firm Cassidy & Associates, hired to represent project developer Apex Clean Energy, is also representing the state of New Jersey in the latter's effort to secure military operations, including projects currently hosted in Niagara Falls. Pam Atwater is president of SOS.
We're calling this Cassidy Gate, the same firm that's promoting wind turbines here, turbines that could jeopardize the future of this base, has been hired by a neighboring state to land a refueling mission while keeping an eye on the chief competitors and threats to New Jersey's military installations.
Dave Bellotti, senior vice president at Cassidy & Associates, denies that one relationship seeks to benefit another. He tells WBFO Apex has gone out of its way to respect Niagara's mission.
Folks who actually fly at Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station, you'll recognize that Apex has gone over and above to make sure that they protect the military mission, up to and including offering to do night vision compatible lighting on the wind turbines to ensure that a low-level training mission is a possibility decades into the future.
Congressman Chris Collins and State Senator Robert Ort also spoke out in opposition to Apex's plans, suggesting it's an unwanted project being forced by Albany. Taylor Quarles, development manager for Apex's Lighthouse Wind Project, says contrary to protesters' claims, there is interest among residents.
At this point, we have nearly 10,000 acres of land signed to participate in the project, so I think that's a good indication of the level of interest.
Quarles adds that Apex, which has not yet finalized a list of where those turbines would be erected, will provide annual payments to local school districts and regional governments. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.